AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. American-born Saeed Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, died in a shootout with police shortly after 14 of his co-workers were killed in an attack on a holiday luncheon in San Bernardino, California. FBI Director James Comey says his agents are trying to get information out of smashed cell phones and other tech equipment found in the couple's townhouse.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us that we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
Malik came to this country on a special visa for fiancés of U.S. citizens. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau.
This is a multi-stage process. You're looking at fingerprints. You're looking at face-to-face interviews. You're looking at screenings. You're looking at a multi-stage process that actually starts in the United States with the petitioner from the U.S. citizen, a fiancé.
Malik entered the U.S. in July 2014. The New York Times calls for more gun regulations in a rare front-page editorial. Here's our Shelley Adler.
It hasn't happened since 1920, but the New York Times has posted a page one editorial on gun control in the wake of recent deadly mass shootings. The Times editorial suggests drastically reducing the number of firearms and even eliminating some large categories of weapons and ammunition. The editorial comes after three people were fatally shot at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs last week, and 14 people were killed in a shooting Wednesday at a social services center in San Bernardino. I'm Shelley Adler.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. calls on students at the Christian School in Virginia to carry concealed weapons. Lynchburg News and Advance reports that Falwell encouraged students to take free classes from campus police to get a concealed weapon permit. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump tells the AP he is optimistic about his chances in the first three presidential states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
I would love to win Iowa. We're right now leading in Iowa. I have a tremendous volunteer group in Iowa. They love me. I love them.
In the interview, Trump now says he might not have used the phrase truthful hyperbole that he wrote in his 1987 book, The Art of the Deal. That phrase has trailed him in the campaign, as have questions about his penchant for exaggeration and stretching the truth. At least one person attending the Art Basel exhibit in Miami Beach yesterday thought he was watching performance art when he saw one woman stabbing another. Others arriving at the show thought the police crime tape was part of an exhibition. Miami Beach police say the victim will survive the stab wounds to her arm and her neck. The suspect was arrested. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.